Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Jury selection begins today in trial of a rural Princeton man charged with shooting five officers during an October 2023 drug raid. Benton County prosecutors say 66-year-old Carl Holmberg fired a rifle through a bedroom door at six officers and five were hit. 10 firearms, ammunition, casings, and methamphetamine were recovered from the home. Holmberg is charged with a total of 16 felonies, including attempted first-degree murder and first-degree assault against a peace officer. His trial is expected to take 7 days. Pork producers will travel to Washington, D.C. next month with a clear message for lawmakers.
The need for a farm bill, whether we're going to call that a farm bill 2.0, a skinny farm bill.
And Lauren Cervick with the Minnesota Pork Producers Association says more specifically, a solution to California's Proposition 12.
Is the only vehicle right now that we have for a change or a fix to Prop 12. And so taking farmers out to be advocating for a farm bill that includes some certainty around Prop 12.
Cervick says trade and ag labor will also be top issues during the fall legislative action conference. The state of Minnesota keeps collecting money from e-cigarette maker Juul as a result of their settlement. Attorney General Keith Ellison announced today that Juul will pay the state an additional $2.5 million. This comes after the $58 million in combined settlement payments so far. It's the result of the trials in 2023 and 24, where Ellison sued Juul and its parent company, Altria, for unlawful and deceptive marketing practices. Minnesota will use the additional funds to support efforts to curb underage tobacco and nicotine use in the state. 1 year after being chosen to have a featured board, Monopoly St. Paul Edition is available to the public. Tim Barney with Top Trumps USA says this was a joint effort with the city and its locals.
We had a lot of support from the community. A lot of people were chiming in, telling us who, what, where should be within the game. And throughout the process, we realized we were making something that was kind of acting as a love letter to St. Paul.
Barney says the edition includes stops like Raspberry Road, Boca Chica, and Cafe Latte. For 24 hours, $10 is all you need to get a ticket to the University of Minnesota Gopher football opener against Buffalo. Starting today, fans can buy upper-level tickets for just $10 for the game Thursday, August 28th at Huntington Bank Stadium. This exclusive deal ends at noon Tuesday. The opener is also the annual gold out, so fans are encouraged to wear gold when they cheer on the Gophers. A grand slam by Brooks Lee was the highlight of the Twins' 8-1 win over the Tigers Sunday in the series finale at Target Field. Lee's four-run shot was part of a six-run third inning for Minnesota. Byron Buxton and Royce Lewis also homered for the Twins. Ex-Twin Chris Paddock allowed all eight runs for his 11th loss. The Twins are off today and open a three-game series with the A's Tuesday at home. Governor Tim Walz is applauding Taco John's for moving its corporate headquarters from Wyoming to Minnesota. Walz says on social media, bring the potato olays. The new headquarters in St. Louis Park started out as a franchise support center. There are 56 Taco John's restaurants in the state. This is MNN.